When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you.
Hey, authentic influencers, we're here on episode 118, and I am so excited for this episode. We are going to be talking with Carrie Higham, and she is going to be telling us all her secrets of how she has been able to build a seven-figure business while having little kids. In fact, she just had her third baby recently. And so she did it while she was pregnant and everything. So I'm so proud of her. And she has become one of my new good friends. And I am super excited to share this episode with you. So for those of you who have young kids and you're like, I don't know if I can do this, you totally can. And Carrie's going to show you how. Hey, authentic influencers. I am so excited to have Carrie Higham on with us. Carrie is just a delight. You guys are going to love her. So I'm so excited to have you on here.
Well, thanks so much for inviting me. I've been so excited to do this and to go live and to give as much value as I can to your listeners. So
awesome. I've been so excited too. So tell us, for people who don't know who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself and just your background and your story.
Yeah, so a little bit about me. I come from a teeny little town in the middle of Utah. And before network marketing, I actually owned and operated my own nail salon out of my house. My husband was a dental technician, so he did like crowns, veneers, bridges. He fixed people's teeth, basically, is what he did. And right before we found network marketing, we actually found ourselves losing everything. There was a machine that was invented that made it so that dentists could make their own crowns and stuff in-house. And so technology kind of forced my husband out of his industry. And at the same time, living in this small little town, it's kind of a mining community where people either work at the mine, they drive truck, or they work at the prison. Like, that's kind of what they do. And the mine had done a big layoff at that exact same time. So I lost half of my nail clientele. This all happened within a matter of a few weeks. So, and we weren't necessarily good with our money either. And so we found ourselves losing our house. Like, I was selling all of my stuff on like Facebook yard sale sites, just trying to like pay our house payment. Bills were piling up. It took me a long time to get pregnant with my first son, Kate. And so we had medical bills that were piling up. And I remember the day before our sponsor in our network marketing company called us, like, I was sitting in a pile of bills. I had just gotten the mail. I had opened all of them. And I turned to my husband and I was like, we've got to get out of the house. Like, we're losing everything. And I was crying. And I guess you can say God had a hand in what we were doing, because literally the very next day, a wit got a call from an old friend's sister. So she was just kind of someone that he knew. It wasn't someone that we necessarily were best friends with, but she knew our situation. She knew that we were losing everything. And she was like, we need to have a conversation. Now, at this time, I was not a fan of network marketing. I was not looking for network marketing. I was very, almost kind of anti-network marketing. You know, I was that person that people didn't want to talk to about their thing, because I was like, no, I'm not doing one of those things. I just was very ignorant towards the industry. I thought I knew, right? I thought it was a pyramid scheme. I wasn't educated. And she took the time to actually educate me on the industry. And for the very first time, I saw my husband's face kind of light up, like, you know, we could actually create a life of freedom for our family. And so we jumped in. We jumped in a week after we had moved into my mom's basement, because we had literally lost everything. So we come from the same little teeny town, less than 5,000 people. We had no network. We were living in my mom's basement, so we had no credibility going to all of our friends and family, telling them that we were going to be rich and we were going to do this thing and they should come and do it with us. And after 6 months, we had talked to, I mean, we made a list of friends and family. We had done all of that. We talked to hundreds of people those first 6 months, and we had recruited no people, no customers, no distributors. we had a lot of friends, but we didn't have influence over those friends, basically. And so we went to our upline and we're like, Mr. Upline, we're frustrated. We've gone through all of our friends and family. No one has said yes. We're still doing the follow-ups like you're telling us to, but what are we doing wrong? And he's like, you're not doing anything wrong. You're just not talking to the right people. You've got to talk to more people. So we took that as, okay, we've got to go start cold market prospecting. And for the next 18 months, we were driving all over, you know, the Salt Lake Valley, Provo area. We were going up into Idaho, Colorado, Arizona, down into Las Vegas, prospecting on the strip, just getting number after number, person after person, putting our opportunity in front of every single person that we could. And after 18 months of doing that, we had an $80 residual check to show for it.
Oh my gosh. That doesn't cover like gas for driving around.
No, like not at all. And I remember it was January 2016. I looked at Witt. We were living in his mom's basement at this time because, you know, we were putting all of our money back into our business, just trying to get it going, and it wasn't working. And I remember looking at him. We now had two little boys. We had had our second little boy. They were both in diapers. And I looked at him and I was like, I can't keep doing this. I was like, I cannot keep leaving our boys. I need to get out of this basement. Like, I'm so grateful for parents that allowed us to live with them as long as we did. But it's hard, right? It's hard living when it's not your own house, when you kind of live differently. It was really stressful, a really stressful time. And I was like, you've got to figure out a different way to build this or I'm out. And so he was the one that actually decided, okay, I'm going to get some mentorship. I'm going to find someone who can show me how to do this online through social media so that we don't have to leave. And he found that in April of 2016. And less than 10 months later, using attraction marketing strategies, we built a multiple six-figure income. I retired my husband out of his job. We left my mother-in-law's basement. And since then, we've been building our business together. And we now have three small kids. We actually just had our third little, she's our little girl. So we have two little boys and our little girl, she's 2.5 months old, almost 3 months old. And we work our business together. He's a stay-at-home dad. I'm a stay-at-home mom. And you know, we build our business as a family, and I love this industry because it's created that life of freedom for us. It really has.
That's amazing. I love the tenacity that you guys have. Like, because a lot of people would have given up way earlier.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it wasn't, I can tell you, it was like so many ups and downs. There were so many times where we were like, we quit, and we would throw our hands up. But then we're like, wait, we've told way too many people we're going to do this. We had like one or two team members were like, they're counting on us. Like, we've got to keep pushing. But I remember in January, it was like something just flipped in my brain where I was just like, I can't keep doing it. And it was almost to the point where like, I didn't want to recruit anybody because I couldn't get results. So how was I supposed to help somebody else get results too? Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't until we actually invested in ourselves, found a mentor, started learning some skill sets, that we actually started getting results, and then we were able to duplicate those skill sets and people that came on. And so it was just that, it was that little mindset tweak of my husband. I can't even take credit for it. You know, it was him where he was like, I'm going to find someone to show me how to do this.
That's awesome. Well, and that's a mindset shift that a lot of network marketers, they never get to that point. Mm-hmm. Because they think, well, whatever my company is telling me to do, like, that's going to be the thing that, like, they're the company. I should just do what they say. And it's amazing when you find other mentors, especially when they're mentors in like different industries sometimes too, because you get so many great ideas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. I mean, I look back and I look at that time when, you know, we had to invest in ourselves. Obviously, mentorship doesn't come for free. Obviously, it doesn't. And I remember that very first time, like reading off my credit card, it was $3,000. And I did not have $3,000. We used our taxes to get in. And usually we used our taxes for like buying food, diapers, like it paid bills. Like that's what we used it for. So it was a huge leap of faith and almost a gamble on ourselves, right? Like we bet on ourselves for the very first time. And I remember that day that we signed up, read my credit card information. I bawled as I was, you know, turning over $3,000. But like they believed in us, which was awesome. And that very same day we went to Walmart to buy groceries, diapers had gone up in price. And my husband, he came up to me and he's all like, diapers are more expensive. And I was like, how much? And he's like, they've gone up $5. And it was like the cheapest brand that we could get. And I remember I had two loaves of bread in my hand and I had to set them back on the shelf because we literally did not have that extra $5 for bread. So if you, when you find that right mentor, something has to like shift in you, it's like you, for the first time, you have to show up as a business owner, because before then, like I was doing all of the things, but I wasn't learning the skill sets that would actually create the results. Mm-hmm. I was just kind of building my business off of hope and a prayer. And so when I found that mentor, when I found that community that changed my mindset, where it's like, no, you need to be doing these things in order to get the results. At that point, it was like, okay, I started getting small wins. And then those small wins turned to big wins. And then those big wins, you know, it just compounded over time to that income and that team that had grown. And so it really just comes down to you making that decision, and making a choice in your brain that you're going to go all out. You're going to bet on yourself, and you literally can change your life with that.
That's amazing. Like, I have chills. Love it. Well, let's talk a little bit about how you're running your business now, because you have three little kids and you are, is it okay if I say, like, your seven-figure earner?
Yeah, so we've made seven figures. Monthly, we're just shy of seven figures. Like, just shy, just like a couple $1,000s shy. I know we're going to get there. Like, I know it's just building, right? And so hopefully this month we'll cross that line. It might be next month before we finally get there. But yes, we finally made it there.
That's amazing.
Yes. And so I don't remember what you had said. Continue.
Because you are like a mom of little kids, because a lot of people, they use that as an excuse. Like, well, I can't right now when my kids are young, you know? And like, I built my network marketing business when I had little kids. And like, I remember doing fairs and shows and like carting, I would have like a box of product and like carrying my baby in the baby care as we go, you know? So like, what are some, maybe three tips for moms that are like, okay, I think I can do this even though I have little kids.
Yeah. So, you know, first of all, I want to say that I don't like the term work-life balance, mm-hmm. because I don't believe that you can fully be balanced in both work and your home life. Like, it's, I mean, how many people strive for that and then they end up quitting because it's just impossible to, you know, to create for yourself. And so just a couple tips, first of all, is give yourself some grace as a mom. Like, just because you're putting focus in your business doesn't make you a bad mom. And just because you take your focus and you put it into your kids doesn't make you a bad business owner. It actually, I like to tell people, it makes you a badass business owner that you are willing, you know, to put your kids first. But a lot of times I feel like moms almost use their kids as an excuse to build their business, where they're like, oh, I've got this seventh baseball game, you know, of the week that I need to be to. It is totally cool to be present and to like mark off your calendar, but you also have to make your business a priority. And so a couple tips that I like to do is, I'm a huge time blocker. Like, I have time. If you look at my calendar, like, I know what I'm doing almost every minute of the day, because my kids are a priority, but my business is too. And so I like, when there's baseball games, when there's, you know, I just signed my little boys up for a dance. My husband wasn't thrilled, by the way. I was like, I'm going to sign the boys up for ballroom dancing. And he's like, no, you're not. And then I just went and did it yet anyways. I was like, it's going to help their professional sport skills, right? Like, I'm like, you've got Dancing with the Stars with football players doing it. So I'm like, right. I was like, I'm going to do it. So I signed him up for ballroom, but I make sure that I have like all of their things in my calendar first so that I know what they are. But then an example, like my son had a baseball game. It was probably like the third or fourth game of the week. Like, I'm very present. I'm always there, but I had an opportunity to have an enrollment conversation with a seven-figure earner. So it's like, all of a sudden that balance has to shift. Right? Where it's like, okay, I have the baseball game, but I might have to sit this one baseball game out. So what did I do? I called my mom. I called my husband. I called everybody else so that he still had somebody there, you know, supporting him. But I had the enrollment conversation with the seven-figure earner, because if I don't make time for my business, I'm not going to be able to continue putting my son in baseball. I'm not going to continue to put them in the activities. I'm not going to continue to, you know, have my husband at home. Like, you have to make that time for your business. And so the biggest thing is, like, not allowing yourself to feel guilty. Do not allow yourself to feel guilty for building your business. And there's going to be people, probably people that are close to you. Mm-hmm. When I first started, you know, growing my business, it was actually a very close family member that called me out and almost called me a bad mom because I was leaving my kids for, like, conventions and things like that. And I look back at that now and I'm like, how awesome is it that my kids see their mom, like, building something, like going after their dreams. And now that they're a little bit older, we've actually brought them to some of this stuff. And I take a look at my daughter, you know, she has a mom who is, like, independent, driven, like, goal oriented, like, I go for results. You don't think that that's not going to, like, change her life as she grows up, you know, like, it's worth that little bit of a sacrifice now to have all of that time. Now, like, we make little sacrifices here and there so that we can have that life of freedom for our family.
Absolutely. And I went through the same thing. I had a close family member say the same thing to me, you know, because, and say that, like, my kids would act better if they had a mom that was, like, home all the time, which, I mean, I work from home. I am home all the time.
Yeah.
I may not be present 24 hours a day, like, in their lives, you know, but we also, like, same thing, my kids have a parent with them all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people, they're not in a position to do that. And my daughter is taking horse riding lessons. And I was thinking of all the things that, because I work, my kids are able to do that. Mm-hmm. Before I started my business and got into network marketing and all of that, like, I wasn't able to do any of that. Like, I was just a stay-at-home mom, and we did, like, crafts that were really cheap because that's all we had and all
right.
of that. You know, where now we can do way more fun things, but it's because you do have to sacrifice. Like, it's a toss-up, but mm-hmm. the memories that you can create because you are working and you are making an impact over here in your business, mm-hmm. like, the memories and impact you can make on your kids is just exponentially more.
Right. And the thing with being home too, one thing that I want to throw in there that I thought of as you were saying that, like, it doesn't mean that you, like, put your kids in the closet and you focus on your business, right? Like, if you watch any of my husband's and my Facebook lives, like, kids are running in and out. I've got, like, the baby, like, I'm bouncing. When she was first born, like, I would tilt my camera up a little bit and I would literally nurse her on the Facebook live. But that's, like, that, like, it was almost like people would reach out and they're just like, I totally feel like I can do this because mm-hmm. that's what they're looking for, right? They're not looking for perfection.
Right.
People are looking for authenticity and, like, someone that, you know, when their toddler comes and hands them poop on a Facebook live, like, they just look and they're all like, oh yeah, that's poop in my hands. You know, like,
that really happened.
It did.
Oh my gosh.
It happened to my husband. He was doing a training, like a Facebook live training in a community of over 100,000 people. And all of a sudden, here comes Xandrix, our second. He was probably 2 at the time, and he has a nugget and hands it to Whit. And Whit's like, yep, he just handed me poop, people. Like, I gotta go take care of this. Like, you know, and it's just, but so many people, like, when that happens, like, they're just, it makes it, it almost builds, like, a connection and a rapport between you and them where they're just like, you are the realest person that, like, could totally just, like, said, my son just handed me poop, like, you know, on a teenager training. And so it's like, don't feel like you can't have your kids be a part of your business. You know, having them run in and out of a Facebook live, if you need to bounce your toddler on your knees to keep her happy or out of trouble while you do a live, it's okay. And it's actually a great thing for your business because people relate to that and they feel like they can do it too. And they don't have to be perfect to do what you do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that goes right into, like, whenever you're trying to recruit and things like that, if you're making it seem like your business is, like, this is perfect and this is exactly how you do it, and, like, you have to be a certain way, it makes people look at it and be like, well, there's no way I could do that.
Yeah.
So when you're trying to bring in people, like, the more real you are, the better it's going to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hands down. So, I mean, time block, that's my very first tip, like, time blocking. knowing what your schedule looks like, and then also understanding that there is no such thing as work-life balance, and that there's going to be days where the balance, right, like it's tilting more towards family, and then there's going to be other days where it's tilting more towards business, and that's okay. And then also letting your kids be a part of your business, like letting them be on the live, letting them see you like reaching towards your goals. If you have a chance to bring your kids to a company convention, like it will change their life. They will grow up thinking so different because their parents are entrepreneurs. They're going to, you know, they're not going to have, there won't be a limit to what they can do. They mm-hmm. will literally know that they can do anything because that's what's being fed into their little brains, you know, at these things. And it's hard. I'm not going to say it's easy because it's, I mean, anybody who's trying to grow a business with kids, obviously, you know that it's not a walk in the park at times, but it's so worth it. It is so worth it to create that life for your family.
That's amazing. Oh, I love it. So Carrie, if people want to connect with you, where is the best place for them to connect with you?
Yeah, so we have a Facebook page. So if you go to Facebook, it's facebook.com/ Whit and Carrie Higham. You can follow us there. We do trainings like 3 times a week. We're doing Facebook Lives trainings. We're always offering different things for people to help you grow your business, you know, free resources, different things like that. So definitely come connect. Let us know that you came from, you know, that Brooke was the one that sent you so that we can, you know, give you a big shout out and we'll go from there.
Awesome. That sounds great. Well, make sure you go check out Carrie and Whit and their trainings. They're amazing. And thanks so much for listening.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Thanks for having me, Brooke. I appreciate you.
I hope you found this episode super helpful. And for those of you who have young kids, and even if you don't have young kids, but you still have kids, like, It's a totally different business when you're trying to run your business and be home and still be with your kids. And especially with everything that's going on in the world, maybe you've started homeschooling your kids and that's added a whole nother thing into your plate. But you can do this. So if you want more tips, make sure you go and check out Whit and Carrie. They are amazing. I love their trainings. They do such a great job. So go check them out. And we'll see you all on the next episode.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a 2-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com.
This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.